It started with a press statement from the governor's office that was supposed to be an upbeat assessment of Maine's improving economy. LePage referenced a report from the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis that he said was concealing welfare benefits that were being made under the heading of Personal Current Transfer Receipts. He then went on to state in the release, quote, "These transfer receipts include Social Security benefits, Medicare payments, Medicaid, and state unemployment insurance benefits," end quote. But that's not what he's saying now in a series of robocalls that he hopes will win back those retired Mainers that his original message may have alienated.
This is your Governor Paul LePage. I do not believe Social Security is welfare.
Although the governor has been known to admit his administration's mistakes in the past, he's not doing so in these robocalls. Instead, he blames the Portland Press Herald for its reporting on the issue, although he never specifically mentions the paper. He also throws his gubernatorial opponents into the mix.
Unfortunately, liberal newspapers owned by a billionaire who opposes me, with liberal politicians Michael Michaud and Elliot Kuffler, presented you with false information.
Without saying his office had made the mistake, LePage quickly moves on in the robocalls to explain how much he respects the Social Security program and the seniors who rely on it. As LePage campaign spokesman Alex Ouellette points out, that's not by accident.
This is a very important voter block for the campaign, but I think it was important for us to make sure that seniors in Maine understand, you know, the governor has fought for them over the last 4 years in office.
According to a 2012 study by U.S. News and World Report, Maine is among the top three states in the country when it comes to the number of seniors who regularly vote in statewide elections. The report indicated that 76% of Maine residents 65 and older cast ballots in 2010, a year when total voter turnout statewide was 57%. Those voters, along with baby boomers who will turn 65 over the next 4 years, might take offense at having a gubernatorial candidate classify the Social Security and Medicare benefits they paid into during their working careers as welfare. And Ouellette wants them to know that LePage has always believed in both programs.
He's paid into it for 40-plus years and is a strong supporter of taking care of the program, making sure Social Security is strong for those people who've paid into it throughout their careers.
The governor says a lot of different things, but his press release made it very clear. He felt Social Security and Medicare were welfare programs.
LePage's efforts to perform damage control over his inaccurate press release provided a welcomed opening for his Democratic opponent, Mike Michaud. And the state's second district congressman made sure that his audience got the message at a Maine People's Alliance press event yesterday.
Despite what some uninformed politicians may say, Social Security is not welfare either.
In a prepared statement, LePage's other opponent, independent Elliot Cutler, said the press release snafu was another chaotic distraction in the governor's campaign and, quote, "the kind of mess a governor creates when he calls everything he doesn't like welfare and everyone who disagrees with him a liberal." For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.